الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا يحسبن الذين كفروا سبقوا إنهم لا يعجزون. وقال تعالى في آية أخرى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Respected ulama, elders, brothers, beloved youth, mothers, sisters, the respected listeners of Channel Islam International, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers, each one of us is aware of what is unfolding in this world today. Whether we look at Kashmir, whether we look at Pakistan, Somalia, Sudan, Iraq, Afghanistan, Palestine, America and so many other countries, that there is a total onslaught and a war against the Muslims. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is informing us, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَبَقُوا. Those who are non-Muslims should not even think that they will beat Almighty Allah, that they will be the ones who can advance their cause all the time. إِنَّهُمْ لَا يُعْجِزُونَ. They can never ever frustrate the plan of Almighty Allah. This is just an extension in time Almighty Allah is giving them. And surely Almighty Allah's help will be there for the Mujahideen and the Mazlumeen, the oppressed. Let us just go for a world tour and see what is unfolding. In Indian administered Kashmir, before Ramadan, for 6 consecutive weeks, in Srinagar and the major towns and cities, the masajid were closed at Jummah time. Our Muslim brothers were not allowed to perform Jummah Salat. In Indian administered Kashmir, 500,000 of the Mushrik idol worshippers army are there. And me and you, many of us become oblivious of this because we are in our comfort zone. We are eating, drinking, mashallah, each of our masajid are open. And these type of news do not filter through. You go to Sudan. Now they speak of a referendum. Omar Bashir is being indicted by the international court. Why is all this? You see, brothers, some of you, my sisters, you are going for Hajj, you are going for Umrah, you are going to Ziyarat Madina Munawwara. The indictment on the Ummah is that we know about the shopping places and we know about Dawood Mota and Bin Dawood much more than compared to the things we're supposed to know. Darfur, southern Sudan, those areas there is filled with oil. And the Sudanese government have made a treaty and an agreement with the Chinese. This does not suit the Americans and the Europeans. So the easiest way, you demonize the ruler. And that's exactly what they did with Saddam Hussein. That's exactly what they do with people who they do not agree with. And now they trumped up charges against him. Now they're going for a referendum. Why? They want to split the whole of Sudan into two, southern Sudan and northern Sudan and so forth. You must remember, when you go for Umrah and Hajj, my dear brother and sister, and we come from Medina Munawwara, we stop at the Miqat Zul Hulayfa. The people nowadays call it Bir Ali Abar Ali. Why is it called Bir Ali Abar Ali? It's got nothing to do with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. In the year 1890, we're speaking about 120 years ago, so plus minus, Ali Darfuri came and he witnessed what is happening. Water was a scarce commodity. People never had means to even perform ghusl or wudu. He arranged for the boreholes and the wells and what have you. The people were ecstatic and they then changed the name and said, Bir Ali. This is in dedication to Ali Darfuri. The African person who came from Sudan and he arranged the boreholes and the wells, and that's why it's called Bir Ali. How many a time we have passed there at the time of Umrah and Hajj, but not once did we even think about why is this place called Bir Ali. So if you look at Sudan, that is the problem today. You look at Somalia, so you find the Ethiopian forces, you find the other African countries all acting as a front. Why? Somalia is also a place filled with natural resources. So my brothers, when you go now to Palestine, look what they did last week. We are supposed to be the people who are fundamentalist terrorists and not peace loving. These people came, they invaded the land, the invaders, the settlers. They came to Bethlehem, Baitul Ahmin, and in a place called Baitul Fajar, they came to a masjid and unprovoked, they burned the masjid. And they took the Quran Kareem and they burned all the Qurans available there. What does the Israeli apartheid regime do? They say that no, these few people here, they committed this crime, but we will investigate. Till today, no one is found guilty, no one is sentenced. And they say, you can't blame all the settlers. This is an official statement made. You must know what is happening, my brothers. Everywhere the Muslims are being provoked, everywhere the Muslims are being oppressed. You go to India. If you know the history of the Babri Masjid, in the year 1528, in the 16th century, during the Mughal Empire time, they built this masjid. Muslims built it. After many, many years, some Hindus came and they started throwing in their statues. You know, when I was traveling from one place in India, from one place to another, so opposite me in the train, there was a Hindu gentleman sitting, a Babuji. So we were passing the Ganga, Jamna, the Ganges River. He took the nariyal and he took the coconut and he threw it. So I asked him, kya kar rahe ho be? He said, main khuda ko khila raha ho. So I asked him, tu khuda ko khila rahe ke khuda tujhe khila raha hai? Ke you feed your God or God feeds you? So now he was dumbfounded. So every day they got some new idol. They just took some idols and threw it. And they said, this is the birthplace of Ram. In the year 92, you know what happened, 2,000 plus minus Muslims were massacred. Now again they say partition plan. Our masajid, you commit the atrocity, then you want to demarcate it and partition it. 1994 Ramadan, in Ramadan brothers, our people are reading Salat. Baruch Goldstein, one of the biggest terrorists of the apartheid rogue regime of Israel, he comes and he mows down our people. More than 60 people passed away. But what happens? You go today, you will find there's a huge mausoleum dedicated to Baruch Goldstein. And the masjid is now totally in two. The front is for the Muslims and Masjid Ibrahim Khalili, and the portion at the back is for the Jews. Tonight, Friday night, is their Sabbath. When the sun goes down, their Sabbath starts. Even the front portion is taken away. The Muslims cannot enter the masjid when it is their Sabbath. This is the type of justice. This is the trick and the stunt they want to pull with Masjid al-Aqsa. They call it the Clinton plan. They say, you Muslims, that the ground level, all that you take, and the basement you give to the Jews, and then let them come and they will put up their temple there and what have you. We must understand what is unfolding, brothers. You heard what happened to our Mujahida of the time? One lady, Dr. Afia Siddiqui. Read the Quran, my brothers, and see how inspired you will be. We don't read Quran. We don't read Sunnah. We don't read our history. Take these three incidents. A lady, her name Asiya. She's living with the Pharaoh. One of the biggest zalims and oppressors who murdered and killed millions of people. When she embraces Islam and accepts the message of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, what dua does she make? وَنَجِّنِي مِن فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِهِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. O Almighty Allah, save me from the sparrow. O Almighty Allah, save me from his actions. O Allah, protect and rescue me from a nation and a people who are the oppressors. We have our modern day pharaohs, sometime in the White House, sometime in Bagram, sometime in Iraq and Afghanistan. And they take a lady. She is one of the greatest scientists of the time. She is a hafiz of the Quran. 3 masoom children. And trumped up charges against her. One charge, she fired the gun against that American soldier. When they check, she is the one who's injured and nothing happened to the American soldier. When they look for fingerprints, the fingerprints is nothing of hers but their fingerprints. All trumped up charges, 86 years. Now you work it out. What will a lady like that do? She stands as a pillar of strength. Her 2 children are in Pakistan by Dr. Fauzia, her sister, and they have to go for rehab because they were tortured. This is the democratic countries. These are the human rights. Now they are learning how to walk. Her other son, Salman, when she was kidnapped, he was 6 months old. They brought the photos and snaps and showed her that this is the blood of your Salman, 6 months old. This is what we did to him. But the lady, a pillar of strength, how many others she is motivating today? Last week in Karachi, they had a march, over 100,000 people marched, each one shouting, free Afia, free Afia. Brothers and sisters, you must know what is unfolding. We can't be going to all the holy places and we just make Umrah, Hajj, shopping, Dawood Mota and come back. No. When you go out of Makkah Mukarramah to the nearest point, it's called Tan'im. Masjid Aisha is there. What happened in that place? All this is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Khubayb bin Adi radiallahu ta'ala an, because he killed one of the non-Muslims, that family took an oath. Surely we are going to get hold of Khubayb and then we will execute and slaughter him. Lo and behold, they got hold of Khubayb. Khubayb is taken captive. Subhanallah, one day a small child of the non-Muslim walks and she comes right into the hands of Khubayb. And Khubayb has a razor by him. The family is looking, our beloved child in the hand of the Muslim captive.